This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And the fact of the matter is that we're not that much closer to knowing what happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 today than we were when it went missing 4 days ago. There are suggestions today the plane turned to the west at some point, further complicating the search. And Malaysian officials have now said that the two passengers traveling on stolen passports were not likely to have been related to terrorist groups. But the incident has exposed what Interpol calls a massive problem of fake passports, as Marketplace's Bree Benishaw reports.
We did not have to go far to find someone whose passport had been stolen.
Margarita Noriega, digital editor at Marketplace.
A week ago, she was dancing at a club in Miami for her birthday, and
my passport was stolen, my iPhone was stolen from my purse, which was on my body.
Noriega is one of at least 3.2 million U.S. citizens whose passports have either been lost or stolen since 2004. Shahida Tulaganova knows what happens next. She's bought dozens of stolen passports.
Greek, Irish, Polish.
And she's used them to open bank accounts and cross borders. Tulaganova is an investigative journalist who went undercover for a documentary on passport theft.
What happened? The passport is stolen by a petty criminal who is working in a chain of 10 people.
Tulaganova says Noriega's passport has probably been fed into one of many international criminal gangs. The passports will end up sitting in a warehouse, and when an order is placed, the warehouse gets a call. Got any U.S. passports? How about an Irish passport? It's doctored and sent out to
Anywhere. That's why it's so difficult to trace.
As the Malaysian Air incident has revealed, many countries don't even compare passports against available lists of stolen documents. The passports can be used years after being stolen or just a few weeks later.
The reason these people are so fast, because they're making money.
A top-quality forgery can go for $7,000 or more, and even a bad fake can have the information taken from it to apply for a real passport under a new name.
That is becoming even a bigger problem than the stolen passports.
Michael Greenberger directs the University of Maryland's Center for Health and Homeland Security. He says many people use stolen passports to seek asylum or just get a job. But
the overwhelming use of illegal passports is to cause human misery.
Everything from laundering money to smuggling slaves and worse. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.